Have you lost hope? Well, you're at the right place today. We have been in a conversation this week with author and speaker Stephanie Winslow. She is based out of St. Louis, and we've been going through 10 steps towards hope based from her book called Ascent to Hope. And if you missed our first two programs, I want to encourage you to go to our website, check out those 14-minute podcasts. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's Hope is Here. Dot today. Also want to ask you maybe consider making a financial donation to our ministry. Would appreciate your help with the expenses of our radio program. And you can do that too online. You can do an online donation. It's safe and secure, or mailing address is there. If you prefer to send a check, just make it out to Hope is Here. Well, Stephanie, we've gone through six of those 10 reasons so far. We're going to wrap it up today with the last four. Number seven is bend a knee.
Yes, so bend a knee is a posture of prayer that I have had to take, and you know, so much of this journey for me has been about who's in control, and I have had to relinquish control, or my perceived control that I thought I had, over to God and let go of that. And for me, even now, when I go to Him in prayer, it's really important for me to bend my knee, or even, you know, bowing on the floor. And I do that more of as a reminder to myself of His Lordship. If I start my day low, on the ground before Him, it helps remind me when I get up that He's the one who's in control, and He's the one who I'm serving. And it's just a good reminder of His Lordship. And I find that when I'm in that place of humility before Him, that He can really start working in my heart, and He'll challenge me. He'll call me to different places. He'll open new doors and opportunities. But that's just been something that has been so critical in my life, is for me to bow low so that He can be lifted high.
Well, so many times, God, in my life, I've maybe had one knee down, but God's like saying, I'm kind of waiting you for to put the other knee down, Greg, because as long as you've just got one knee down, you're still trying to do part of it in your power. And so I love that point, that reminder of a step towards hope about bending a knee. Am I kneeling before the Lord, allowing Him to challenge and change me? All right, number eight, LOL.
LOL, yes. This one is, you know, asking the question, am I laughing? Am I finding joy in this life? And am I living free? So hopelessness is a place where we feel like joy cannot be found. But this is, you know, when we're moving toward hope. In my book, I have a chapter called Joy Like a Treasure, and it talks about having to seek joy out, a lot like step three with practicing gratitude. It's almost like you have to mentally put into practice finding joy and seeking it out and looking for opportunities to laugh and to have a good time and to appreciate and recognize the beauty and the fun that's all around. And that part about, am I living free? I think, you know, that's a good kind of litmus test for when you're approaching having a restored hope, is when you can start feeling that freedom. Where you can laugh again, where you you feel lighter, and, you know, just bubbling with joy, and even if they're little gurgles, you know, starting. But laughter is so important for living a hopeful life.
Well, it really is. I remember Wayne Smith, my hero, the founding pastor at Southland Christian. He had such a great sense of humor and a great laugh. And I remember him talking about the verse, I believe it's in Proverbs, that a cheerful heart is medicine to the soul. And you and I were talking off the air, that for us type A personalities that are about getting things done, sometimes we have to, at least I know I have to be reminded to take time to laugh more. And one of the things I've tried to do is I've got a friend here locally, Sean Reynolds, that's a comedian that now travels all over the country, and he's got lots of YouTube video clips, and I try to listen to those. And then I believe Jim Gaffigan's another guy's name. He sends out like a 1 minute humor thing each day, and I like that. And there's another comedian, Tim Hawkins, and a guy named Michael Jr., just some comedians, because I know I've got to be intentional to do that. So, you know, two or three times a week, I try to maybe check one of those guys out for a few minutes, because, you know, it even shows that for our body chemistries, when we laughter is good for our bodies. And so I love that you put that point, if you're going to have hope. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of times when you are hopeless, you don't feel like laughing, but it's amazing once you do, you definitely start to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at number 9 on your steps towards hope is linking arms. Talk to us about that.
So linking arms is around the question, who am I in community with that will challenge me? And I think, you know, especially in the Christian population, where a lot of us are in community with other believers. But the community that I'm talking about are strategically picked people in our life that we surround ourselves by, who will challenge us when we are starting to fall back into patterns of our old self, and who will challenge us to not settle for where we are today, but to push us forward, to be that iron sharpening iron in our lives, and to call us to a deeper relationship with Christ. For me, in my life, I have some women at my church who have really just circled around me and who have linked arms with me, and I am so grateful for them, because they have said things to me that I would not take the same way from other people, but they are able to speak truth to me in a way that I can receive it, and it's transformative. So I think it's really important, as you're going through some difficult situation, to have somebody around you who is willing, and you're willing to listen to, but can speak truth to you and challenge you to not be status quo, not to stay where you're at, and recognizing that hope is just beyond the horizon, and keep moving.
Well, I tell you, you know, one of the things that I've noticed as I've studied Jesus more as I get older, and the thing I always have been cognizant over the past couple of years is that, you know, Jesus had 12 guys that he did life with for 3 years. He didn't try to change the world, save the world by himself. And then out of those 12, he actually had 3, Peter, James, and John, that he did life with more intimately. And so it just spoke to me real clearly and loudly one day during my quiet time that, you know, Jesus needed some guys to do life with, and he's the Son of God. Maybe I need to do that too. And, you know, women are a little better on the relationship thing than us guys, but man, I'm so thankful God's given me a couple guys in my life, and my siblings are all great to love me, but also to challenge me and speak the truth in love. Of course, sometimes people forget the last two words, in love. I'm just speaking the truth, but right. You know, we forget the in love part. But life is a team sport; it really is. And so, I think your link arms, your step number 9 and 10 steps towards hope is huge. Well, last but not least, number 10 in your steps towards hope is use your voice. What were you talking about there in that step, Stephanie?
This one is asking the question, am I willing to share my testimony so that God can receive the glory? And what I find is that a lot of us wait till the end of the story, or until we feel like we've arrived at the destination that we want to be at, before we start telling our story. And I think regardless of the timeline, when we're telling the story, as long as God is getting the glory, it's a good thing. Amazing thing. But what I am finding is that there are so many people that are hurting in the midst of their battle. And because I'm still in the midst of my battle, I want to use my voice, and God has called me to use my voice to help people who are in the thick of it right now. and who are in that journey from hopelessness to hope. They're stuck in the middle, they're struggling and trying to find their way. But I think it's the testimony of being able to say, like, I don't know, and that's okay, and God still got it. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know what he's going to do with this situation. And being okay to live open-handedly with those questions of, and sometimes we don't know, and we may never know in our lifetime why things happen the way they did. Or we might never see the resolution that we want to see. But that doesn't change the fact that God is still good and he's still working in the situation, whether we see it or not. And so this use your voice is just a call to say, even if you don't feel like you have crossed the finish line and you've got everything in order, you still have so much that you can give to somebody else because of how far you've already come. So pause, look back, see where God has brought you, and hold fast to that, but then be courageous and willing to share that with someone else. And it doesn't mean you have to be on a platform either, just with a friend, with a coworker, with somebody you meet in the grocery store. It doesn't have to be from a platform and, you know, to thousands of people or anything like that. It's just the practice, because then it reminds us, too, of what God has done. And then we'll have even more to be grateful for. And we'll see the gratitude of how he's brought us so far.
Well, you know, a lot of times I've heard people say, you know, God, just use me. And they really mean that from the bottom of their hearts. And then they go through a cancer or a divorce, a bankruptcy, a family member with addiction. And, you know, I heard somebody who was a lot wiser than me one time say, you know, Greg, if you want to have a testimony, you have to go through a test first. And I was like, wow. That is so true, and that's kind of, I think, what you're saying there. You know, if you want to use your voice, whatever test you're going through, but the fact of the matter is nobody better to help somebody that's going through a divorce than somebody that's been through a divorce. No better that's more equipped to help somebody, a woman that's been through a miscarriage, or a dad, too, a man, than somebody that's been through that. And, you know, I know through going through the bankruptcy, I've met with several guys that have lost their businesses. Mine was because of a flood. Some people, it's because of natural disasters. Others, just the economy or maybe unwise business decisions. But the fact of the matter is, I really do believe that God never wastes a hurt in our lives if we will allow him to. And Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I love that God is so specific. He doesn't say some things or most things. He says all things. Yet sometimes that's not real fun, is it, Stephanie?
No, that is not very fun. But I think you're absolutely right. Because I prayed the same prayer, like, I want to be usable for you. And and it is. I mean, hard times come, but like we were talking about earlier, with like taking the glasses off and stuff, it's hard to have empathy for somebody if you haven't been in the trenches and gone through something difficult yourself. That's, you know, unexplainable or just doesn't seem right. And also just been reading the book by Lisa Turkhurst, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, and that's what she's talking about, you know, just all these life circumstances of it's not supposed to be this way. But even in the midst of that too, God is sovereign and he is good. And speaking those words also reaffirms in our mind of what God has already done, and gives us hope for the future because we've seen what he's done. It's like building an Ebenezer. And so I say this, the book, A Scent of Hope, is my Ebenezer. It's my reminder of where God has brought me from.
Well, Stephanie, I hate to interrupt you. We are out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, if you're looking for a great speaker or you want to check out this book, go to Stephanie's website. It's ascenttohope.com. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.